We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Station. And this segment brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. There's a lot of love out there for Draymond. And Chi in San Leandro has some. What's up, Chi? Chi, you there? All right, she's got to turn her radio down. There's still more love out there. Matt in Oakland says, stop slandering Dre. What's up, Matt in Oaktown?
Okay, guys, a lot to unpack. Now, I almost called before I even got in the car and turned the radio on because I knew the Haterade, Draymond Haterade was going to be flowing heavily today.
Okay.
And you guys do not let me down, but I don't get it. You know, Goo, you're saying numbers don't lie. Steve Kerr, who knows more about basketball than probably all of us put together, just explained how the numbers do lie. Because Draymond is that good and that valuable. And if you really watch the game, you know that. Now, and he knows Draymond's an emotional dude. We know that. We all know that. We accept that to a level. And Steve Kerr's really not going to change unless he really wants to. There's nothing they can do to change Draymond's, you know, short fuse. He's got to make that step himself. Now, in the meanwhile, the guy is an undisputed winner, baller. And maybe he costs us the finals, but you know what? We wouldn't win any finals without him. You've got to really sit back, watch the game, and recognize this dude knows how to win, man, and it does not come up in the stats. And
let me play devil's advocate. Matt, let me play devil's advocate. You're right. What if I said I agree with you with everything, that Draymond's having a nice year, they need him. I've always said I don't think the Warriors win three titles without him. All those things are true, but what? We have to tolerate this and almost condone it?
They ain't condoning. I mean, tolerate, yeah. I mean, because he's okay. A star. I mean, that's what happens. You tolerate stars in this league. It's not the NFL, man. There's only five guys on the floor at a time. You know, contracts are guaranteed. I mean, that's what it is. Now, and I hear a lot of hating on Draymond's contract. Again, man, they knew what they were doing, and they knew exactly what they were doing when they signed that deal. I would like to hear more people calling about Wiggins' contract. I mean, guy is Harrison Barnes 2.0. I mean, and I like Harrison. But, I mean, really, Wiggins, look at his assist numbers. Dude doesn't pass. You know, I'm glad we have him right now, but
I hear you.
Big contract and getting two great role players, man, that's the guy to trade.
You're breaking up a little, Matt, but I don't know,
Wiggins,
guys.
Wiggins is incredible compared to what you had. You had KD walking out the door, and were able to turn that into D'Angelo Russell, and you were able to turn that, by the way. And, you know, thoughts to Flip Saunders' son, who lost his job today.
Bye-bye.
I can't remember his
Mark
first
Jackson?
Name.
No, Ryan
no, Saunders. Didn't get the gig.
They already got a coach. Yeah.
By the way.
I don't even think that his name was even whispered in the brief interim, but Wiggins at least was something out of nothing.
Yeah, Goo. Hey, see, you got that Minnesota job, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
You know who that guy is, don't you?
Yeah, with Toronto. He's on their staff.
Yeah, but he went to the same college as me, Chris Finch.
D3.
Played at Franklin and Marshall College. He was one of the.
Hey, I got to ask you this.
Hold on, Goo. Let me finish. Yeah. He's one of four. he was one of four players who went from Reading to Franklin and Marshall College in succession. They called us the Big Four. Denny Wesley, me, Brian Mennett, and then Finch. I was the worst of the four, but anyway, yeah, Chris Finch, Franklin and Marshall, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Congratulations to Finchy.
That's where I was going. Did you send him a text saying that?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hey, yeah, real quick about Wiggins.
I had lunch with him last year when the Pelicans were in town, 2 years ago.
About
Wiggins. Name dropping, Steiny.
And the timeout.
I'm done.
Was that not
Can't
a
get him
horrible
on the show,
possession?
But you guys are close.
Yeah.
I'll get him on the show. Yeah. Next time they play Minnesota, I think they'll have a
summer
Minnesota,
league, though. I'm sure. You know.
What about that Edwards dunk? Oh, my God. That's everything.
Hey, Goo. Hey, Goo.
That hey, Goo, was incredible.
You know
no, yeah.
I'm not a huge highlight guy, but I will say highlights on that.
The
one.
Dude was cuffing the ball. He didn't have his hand on it, Dibs. He was cuffing it. Real quick
Goo,
about
nice
Wiggins.
Nice lights.
Yeah. About Wiggins. Kerr could have called a timeout. Was that not the worst three-point attempt when you're up two and all you need is a bucket to go up four? What was the three Wiggins took? That was to get the. That was bad, Dibs. I thought you could get something better than that.
You would hope. But, and again, that's when you go to bed with timeouts under your pillow.
Wow.
And you're going to get a neck ache because you don't need to have those You just need the one pillow. And sometimes you put the hand under there to get it at a better height or, you know, depending on what side you sleep on. But going to bed with timeouts in losses of close games, it's inexcusable. And Steve Kerr himself talked about this year being maybe the most fun. And I think many people have said this is the year where he gets judged the hardest because he has a regular team. He doesn't have three Hall of Famers and, you know, the best player of his generation, maybe two of the best generational.
As long as we jump to Wiggins for a sec, I got to tell you, this guy is unbelievable. I mean, Wiggins is incredible, and I'll tell you why. I'm watching the game Saturday, and it's getting late. It's getting hard. The game's over. Draymond blows it, and I'm like, Wiggins was not very good tonight. Sure enough, you look at the box score, 8 for 15, 19 points. He's unbelievable. You know, I was wrong about this guy. He is so consistent. It's incredible. Hey, Wig, Curry's out tonight. Any chance you want to be just a sliver more aggressive? No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Like, it's, you know what? It's almost like Wiggins is a robot, and he's programmed to play a certain way and to drive on a specific possession and or shoot on a specific possession, and like, he's just going to do that on that particular play. It's like, yeah. Beep, 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 beep. 19-foot jump shot. 19-foot jump shot. Beep, drive to the basket. Well, your defender's sagging off. Don't worry. Drive to the basket. The computer can't malfunction. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Anyway, nice night for Wiggins. 19.
I don't know, man.
Fernando in San Jose says he's got a hot take for Draymond Green. Actually, Draymond Green's got the hot takes. Oh, yeah.
Here's my hot take. So it's actually a suggestion. So years ago, when Steph was going through his turnover struggles, him and his mom had a bet. I'm not sure how much money it was, but whenever Steph had a certain amount of turnovers, he would pay his mom. I think Draymond's mom should get paid for every technical Draymond gets going forward. That's my hot take.
Nice. It was. I think didn't have something to do with shoes? Steph Curry's mom and shoes. He like bought her a pair of shoes for every number of turnovers. It was something like that.
Sonya.
You know, Spadoni, when you do that, you give the false perception to our listeners that what I'm saying is way off base, and it's not.
Good uptick, but it just underscores the fact that you don't know.
I do
and
know.
That's where, then why would you say isn't that ... That implies that you're asking for either confirmation or you're yearning for an attaboy. Which one is it?
It's
and
an
you know
attaboy.
What? From the files of the attaboy, how about this? Nice chip in on 18 yesterday for birdie. I don't know if I
Thank
gave you.
You
your propers. That was more worthy of an attaboy than your Steph Tech shoe reference.
Stein, are you a fist pump guy after a shot like that?
No. Oh, actually, I did. Very down low. Just
but
like,
he's so
just like
understated,
that.
Kyle, that and Goo, this is speaks to my personality versus his. If I hit a shot that is even possibly going near the hole, I'm saying go in. Or you know, I'm saying something to get in the hole. This guy Steinmetz never says a word like that.
Oh chill.
Go
wheel,
back
huh?
Go back to yesterday though on the 18th hole.
Right.
He hits his chip and a nice chip, you know. And all of a sudden after about 2/3 of the trip there, I hear this. Go in.
Yeah, what
and
happened?
You know what,
Goo
friends?
Was,
look at him smiling.
It tumbled from left to right, inexorably closer.
Sure did.
And it found its final destination. Hello, friends. He may have shot a 95 on a windless
93.
3, 2, and 1. He may have pick it up, Spadoni. He may have shot a 93 on a perfect windless Napa afternoon, but for that moment, he was the greatest golfer on the property at Silverado.
Thank you, Dibs. And just to put an exclamation point on this, or it should be a period because we're talking about golf. We don't want to get too loud.
More of an ampersand.
I was maybe about a foot off the green, but in rough.
Yeah.
And I just, you know what? I said, get this. Don't be short on this. But sometimes, I'm not a great chipper. Sometimes I'll scull it. But as soon as I hit this one and saw it land, I said, oh, I like that. And then I actually said
I like that
first. And then I was like, get in. And
there you go.
It just kept coming left to right, Goo, and it got in. And the rest is history.
Thanks, I think we could have left it at my my tinkling piano. I didn't know if we needed your addendum.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't. Devin's in San Mateo. What's up, Devin? You ever play Silverado?
What's going on, Steinmetz? What's going on, Goo? What's going on, Dibs?
What's up, Devin?
I just got a couple of questions for you guys. Number one, do we remember a couple of weeks ago when Draymond got teed up for John at Wiseman?
Yes.
You remember just the other day, what was it, yesterday, J.J. Redick gets teed up for tossing a ball at the ref.
Saw that. Cheapy.
Okay. So why is not, I mean, the lion's share of this commentary is solely on Draymond, but we seem to be excusing the fact that, number one, it is a fact that he's being targeted by the refs. Number two, why is not any of the onus being put on the officiating? Because they are, in too many cases, and especially when it revolves around Draymond, inserting themselves into the game in ways in which it's not necessary. But it seems to me like everybody's so quick to jump down Draymond's road when you're at the heights of a battle. I mean, your blood, your adrenaline, everything is rushing to the heights, and then you expect him to be able to be like, oh, bad call. Let me compose myself and analyze this and see if there's a way I can come about this. And no.
Well,
but, I mean, and I'm not trying to, you know, wholly and solely excuse Draymond's actions, because he should have some type of
self-control
to withhold. Go ahead.
No, you go. I just said self-control. Go ahead.
But yeah. So, but essentially, though, I'm just concerned that the conversation is not more revolving around the refs, and it's just Draymond, as if there's no reason or rationale behind his. Maybe that's not the wrong way to right way to put it, but you get what I'm saying, guys.
Yeah, I hear what you say.
Thank you, Devin. And I think you nailed it at the end with reason and rationale, because he wasn't looking to reason with the officials. Nor did he really show any rationale, because how does he know when the timeout was asked for? He was flying through the air trying to make a play. So in all honesty, there's only a couple of people, the player who's actually calling for the timeout, the ref who acknowledged the timeout, they're the only ones who saw it. They're the only ones who need to see it. So how does Draymond even know by the time he goes down on the floor with Gordon Hayward, how does he even know when the timeout came? So there was no reason, and there was no rationale. And you can criticize the officials all you want, but the more you yell at them, the less likely you are to get a call to go your way. It's human nature.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 888-957-9570. We see y'all on hold. We will get to you on the other side. We also will be hearing from Draymond Green at some point in the next hour after practice in New York. Draymond Green is said to be meeting with the media. We will have that sound for you as soon as we get a hold of it. And what do you think of Draymond Green? Is he targeted at all? We'll talk about it right on the other side.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's what we're doing. We're talking about Draymond Green, but let me get you all caught up. Saturday night, 9.3 seconds to go. Warriors up two against Charlotte. And Draymond Green gets two technical fouls. Terry Rozier makes both free throws, then hits a buzzer beater. And Draymond Green essentially ends up costing the Warriors a game. Dibs, I'm going to play that sound of the last minute. But before I do, what was one of the parts of the last minute that just caught your attention?
Just the nature of the fracas and the tentativity from the officials, because they didn't really know which way they were going to go with that. And that's a bang-bang play as far as when possession's established and when a timeout can be granted. When was it asked for? You know, Draymond Green, how he comes in and tries to make a play. And you got the coach partly on the floor. The referee's got to avoid crashing into him, which in fact there was contact. There was just so much to that final sequence. And yeah, the call doesn't go the Warriors' way. And then Act Two begins, Goo, which is the Draymond meltdown portion of it. And that's where it takes on a whole life of its own.
And before that, Steiny, I got to say this too, Dibs, to your point. Scary Terry Rozier got fouled twice on three-point plays that they did not call. He got hit twice, and they didn't call it. So when you watch that game, it's like, yeah, Warrior fans, Dub Nation, we got robbed. Scary Terry got – I don't know how he made some of those shots. Steiny, he got hit twice. There was no whistle.
Yeah, you know what's funny? And real quick, on the last sequence, I was watching the post game on NBC Sports Bay Area, and Chris Mullin said, you know, first of all, they could have called Draymond for a foul.
You got to stay with the Mully, because your Mully's actually closer to a Four Crieds Mully. You get that the New York thing going. So, I mean, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to, but no, I sure would love to hear it.
I'll do it at some point. I just don't want it to be characterized as making fun. It's kind
of course.
It's got to be good
from
nature.
New York. Yeah.
I mean,
Spadone. Let's play that last minute of the Warriors game. Get everybody caught up, and then what I'm understanding is we have Draymond Green sound after this. So let's take a listen to what all went down according to Tim Roy.
So 13.3, 100-98, Warriors lead by two. Game in the balance. Can they steal one in Charlotte? Here we go. Mark Davis to throw it up. And ball tipped it, batted by Draymond. Grabbed by Hayward. He falls down, and now he's tied up for a jump ball. Oh, my goodness. Now the young official comes in and says Charlotte has a timeout. Wow. They're saying there's a timeout call. Jared Collins, Warriors assistant coach, trying to drag Draymond away.
How do they have time to get a timeout? And who called it? Was it from the side?
Well, Hayward fell down. Yeah, maybe somebody called from the side. That could possibly be.
Let's see how long this is.
Boy, that would have to be a very quick timeout because Hayward had the ball for maybe...
Oh, PJ Washington.
4 seconds. Oh, Draymond's walking off. I think Draymond got ejected.
Oh, no.
And that's going to be a technical foul. Now they're going to get free throws and the ball. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Tim Roy on the call, and you know how it ended, with two made free throws and a Terry Rozier dagger at the buzzer. True buzzer beater, too, by the way. You don't see a lot of those. They always try to, we'll give you point one. I love
right. Wow, 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 wow.
All right, so Draymond Green is in New York with the team. They practiced. This is the first time he's addressing what happened Saturday night. This is Draymond Green from New York talking about his two T's.
My perspective is it's changed over the past couple of days. I'd say immediately after that game, I was kind of pissed off, you know, just on my feelings of the whole situation, you know, how the first tech went down, you know, more so than the second tech were my initial feelings and anger that came from the situation. As I sat and I thought about the situation and reassessed, you know, as I had time to let the whole thing marinate and digest, I was dead ass wrong. And not that I was wrong, like I said, for the first tech per se, but once whatever that situation is, once I have the first tech, I can't get the second tech. And so I was a bit disappointed. I'm still a bit disappointed in myself because, you know, I think that whole situation bothered me more than being suspended from game five of the NBA Finals in 2016.
There it is, Draymond Green. That's taking responsibility,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
And that's heavy for him to say that one hurts him more than the NBA Finals in 2016, as far as, you know, and not his words, but the stupidity of the incident, you know, because what happened with LeBron was a reaction with one man doing something to another man that you just don't do. It was a visceral reaction, and because he had the accumulation of incidents throughout the postseason, that's what led to the suspension. It wasn't the one singular act. It was an accumulation sensation. But for him to look at Saturday night through that lens, Stein, he shows that he does have some real remorse.
He does. It sounds like. Goo, what'd you think?
I've been clamoring for him to apologize, and he apologized. So I got to tip the cap to him there. And then also, too, Dibs, to your point and Draymond's point, it was worse than the finals in the sense that, okay, your team has 48 minutes in a day to prepare for a game without you. This was in the heat of battle. You're giving the other team a freebie to tie it and then eventually win it. So he understands the gravity of it. But, you know, again, I just want to find out the residue aspect of this, if there's any, and we won't know that until tomorrow, though. But for the standings currently, Steiny, that win was so humongous. It was a swing. It was a gutty effort by all guys not named the chef. And to lose it, Dibs, I think the proof comes out in the pudding with the rest of this trip. And to drop the first two is, I don't want to say dire, but it's getting close.
Yeah, and tomorrow maybe we can address your feelings about 44 and 28. I know today we want to keep our eyes squarely on the prize that is the Draymond Green story. And also tomorrow, guys, taking a look at the nature of officiating and physicality in our league, because we saw it in the Kawhi Leonard James Harden incident where Kawhi is called for an offensive foul after Harden's draped all over him. Oh. Kawhi pushes off, offensive foul. There's so much physicality and faux physicality in our league now that these poor refs, they have a difficult time sorting through anything.
You're absolutely right. And what how'd Kawhi Leonard react? Outstretched arms, you got to be kidding me. They give you that. The refs will give you that. But I do want to, maybe not today, maybe not today, but, you know, the one caller brought up, you know, we're ignoring the officiating. And I'm more than willing to talk about the officiating. I just don't think anything happened outside the norm in terms of officiating the other night. Did they make a bad call? Possibly. But it wasn't even that. I mean, it's they're going to be lousy officiated games. If you throw a tantrum every game that's not officiated well, you're not going to be able to play enough games. All right, we got more Draymond Green. Once again, Draymond Green is addressing the media in New York. Warriors take on the Knicks tomorrow. And here's Draymond Green with more from Saturday night's game.
And the reason it bothered me more than that is because, you know, you can have your thoughts on the game five situation. I for sure have my thoughts on the situation. But this situation in particular, I had complete control over. You know, I let that control get away from me, and in turn, I let the game get away from myself and my teammates. And I think the reason it bothered me more was because, you know, this young team, winning an NBA game is not easy. And, you know, this young team has not had, the guys on this team has not had much experience with winning. And so to take the game away from my teammates, in which, you know, they worked so hard for, was a bit frustrating for me because I let them down.
You want to talk about saying all the right things. I mean, see, this is the thing, too, with Draymond. We know how thoughtful he is, how well-spoken he is, how smart he is.
Right.
And it's just that small moment in time over the period of his life that he just can't control. But once he takes a look at it, he's as rational and smart and perceptive as anybody out there. I guess that's what's kind of so frustrating at times, Dibs.
That's his Achilles heel, though. It's his lack of control. And he mentioned it in that second cut where he says, I was in control. We were in control. Up two, you know, all you have to do is, you know, win the jump ball, fine, they get a timeout, you come out and maybe you give up a two and you go to overtime, or maybe you get a stop and you win the game, whatever it is. But he lost that control in that moment. And this is where he hopefully can take a hard look at himself and say, this is the area in which I need to improve, anger management. Because rule number one, according to the Mayo Clinic, Steiny, is think before you speak. In the heat of the moment, it's easy to say something you'll later regret. Take a few moments to collect your thoughts and allow others involved in the situation to do the same. And that, to me, is ultimately where he gets into trouble, because he explodes. And instead of just, like you say, what if he just ran to the basket like Steph Curry does in his pregame ritual, where he comes out, he gets to the center circle, and pew, he just races down, right? And he does his little thing with the stanchion, and then he's ready for basketball. What if Draymond just did that?
Yeah.
There's a part of me, Steiny, that's, you know, sure, when I hear him apologize, and I wanted him to, we started. Sometimes, you know, life is about moments. And he didn't apologize. And again, I'm being selfish, like he was. He didn't apologize when he needed to. And I got to be careful with this analogy, but this is how I'm feeling. Let me tell you this, Steiny and Dibs. This is the basketball version. There are men and women in jail that wake up the next morning because they lost control of a situation and they're remorseful. But you know what? They got to sit and do the time. This is the basketball version of that, because you can be all profound like you are now, but nothing will change the result of Saturday night. That's in the L column. So, Steiny, before I go throwing daisies and roses and flowers for apologizing, at what juncture, and he didn't get suspended, we know that, what he had to do that. So I don't want to minimize it, but at the end of the day, you don't get more points than what you cost your team for, because that's the bottom line, Dibs. You cost your team a game that you can never get back.
Apology not accepted.
Dang.
I'm not saying that. That was good enough for me. And here's the one thing where I absolutely give Draymond the benefit of the doubt, that he didn't talk after the game. Because he's almost saying right there, he probably would have said something worse at that point. And you know what? I'm going to quote him. He said, "I was dead ass wrong." I mean, you can't get more. I mean, what, in a way, it's like, what more do you want him to do? Now, we want you to do better as a Warrior fan. So let's move on, I guess. There's nothing really else to do.
Move on, but yeah, you got to get better at it. Enough. Enough is enough, okay? And this is not – it doesn't help your team. And when it happens down five with a minute 12 to go and it doesn't directly lead to a loss, you can say, all right, he lost his cool. They lost the game. They were going to lose anyway. But when you're up two, you are up two. And at the very – worst, okay, so you don't get teed up, it's their ball with 9.2 to go, you're still up two, about to steal one on the road for your young teammates. And that's where, and I know, Guyan, you heard him, he's hurting over this. He knows what he did, and he's agreed, he's admitted to it a couple days later, which is fine, but now it's only okay if he takes steps to not ever let this happen again. And if he doesn't, then the apology isn't accepted, Steiny, and the drop that we played would be more appropriate.
Right, and
it won't happen again.
It comes down to, even if he means it, which I believe he means it, can he follow through on it during those times, you know? Tesh is in Antioch. What's up, Tesh? How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's up, fellas? I just want to bring up a point that Draymond did reach out, if you guys noticed, from the 45th in his fake news tweets. Draymond went on Twitter and he, I quote, "Chill out, JT." I don't know if he's talking about Juan Toscano or Justin Timberlake, but he's telling somebody to chill out after a game that he needed to chill out. So I know what he said today, and I get what he said today, but I think that's from being coached up. I think him making fun of the situation yesterday on Twitter shows you exactly what he thinks about what he did. Either he doesn't care or he doesn't get the circumstance that he put the team under. Like you guys said, we got to live and die with Draymond. Right now we are dying, but maybe next game we'll be living. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can I step in here, Steiny?
Absolutely.
And I can't speak for Draymond, but the Celtics were playing a game yesterday, and Jason Tatum was balling, and he hit a shot to bring him back. So who am I to clarify what he meant, Diz? But I thought that tweet was, you know, stop it, Jason Tatum, because you're showing out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't – I actually was starting to look to what he was referring to. I don't – I missed that on social media. But.
Yeah, JT is normally Justin Thomas for those of us following
oh,
the PGA Tour.
Was late. Right.
Yeah, he didn't make the cut though, so I knew he wasn't referencing that. But shout out my good friend Max Homa for getting it done. Second win on tour, which this always kind of rankles Steiny Goo because Max and I are you know pretty close, and Steiny's kind of been a little follower of Max's for some time, but actually. Max and I, we you know, a couple of blue check marks following each other on the Twitter sphere. So, shout out my boy Max Homa, win number two. And to win at Riviera, Steiny, you know it's a big deal.
Oh, definitely. I go back to Steve Elkington back in 1972.
Hey, mate.
And he ended up winning his only major.
Hey.
Now, so, Goo, there's this guy, Max Homa. He's on the pro. You know,
went
he's on
to Cal.
The tour. But he went to Cal, so
oh, okay.
I was like, "Yeah, I'm a." And but this was like maybe 5 years ago, so I started following him, and he had a bunch of followers, but not that many. And hey, Goo, I'll do UConn. Yeah, I might have tweeted once or twice to try to fish a little bit for Max Homa, you know. And he never bit. He never took the bait. And then the next thing I know, Dibs is saying, "Oh, I played golf with Max Homa."
Yeah. Low and I
like,
did at the TPC Stonebrae Pro-Am. Yeah.
It's all good.
So now Homa follows Dibley. He doesn't follow me, even though I've technically known Homa longer than Dibs.
You can't win
I've been
all,
knowing
Steiny.
Homa.
Yeah.
Dibs, better chip yesterday. Max Homa in the playoff or Steiny on the 18?
Man, I'd have to. It's close because the stakes were slightly higher with the Steiny chip. but I mean, Homa's chip was unbelievable the way he hooded the club. Steiniest garden variety, pin high, read it right, hit it with a perfect weight. Meanwhile, I was coming off back to back grounders, a couple of ground outs, en route to a 98. Hashtag it's over.
No, that's not true. That's not true. It's not over. In fact, Dibley found a little something that he had given up on, and it's called a legitimate driver. And he drove the ball better than he ever has over the last 3 years, longer for sure.
After I broke the club on number two on my backswing, or my follow-through, actually. Yeah.
Oh. Dude, it just broke right in half, Goo. Right? Well, not in half. It was up toward the club head.
Whoa. I have some golf news in my golf world. I woke up. Tiger, I'm doing a show from Norms. I don't know if you guys know that. He said hello. Tiger may not play in the Masters, and that was our thing, Steiny. What's going on, Tiger? I need you, baby.
Can't even swing a club right now, Goo.
Wow.
It's after his fifth
could
back
be Saran.
Surgery.
Yeah, fifth could be a wrap.
Back what? Surgery. I mean, that's just crazy.
Here, you know what time it is, Dibs? It's time for one of our favorites, Brian in Palo Alto. What's up, B?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, dynamite.
Better now.
Okay, Dibs. I've been down on Draymond for a while. I think, as you guys may remember, I was a proponent that he should have been traded the minute he attacked KD back in 2018. I think that was in 2018. I was told that his declining stats over the last 3 years were due to sacrificing his game for Durant. Then Durant left, and last year his stats declined again. I was told that's a throwaway year. He didn't really care. And I was told this is the year the real Draymond comes back. So this year, he's at career lows in field goal attempts, three-point attempts, free throw attempts, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, rebounds per game, steals and blocks, and defensive rating. Career lows. So he is a declining asset. He's just not that good anymore, right? And so maybe you can get away with this kind of behavior back when you were, you know, ranked in the top five in defensive rating and you were putting up 14 points a game, shooting 37% from three-point range. But, you know, here we are, right? This is now year three of a – this isn't a slight decline. This is a death spiral statistic. And you want to talk about his defensive rating? Do you know what his real plus-minus defensive rating is? It's 317th in the league. Oh. I mean, it's not good. So, you know, at some point, you know, can you win another title paying $100 million to a guy that literally is not guarded by the opposition? I don't believe you can. I don't believe they can win another title playing 4-on-5. And I think if you listen to, like, the Light Years podcast with Sam Esfandiari and Andy.
Yeah, we don't like those guys at all. Yeah, we can't stand those guys.
Not guarded by the opposition.
Yeah.
Matt.
I know he's not. Thanks, Brian. And by the way, shout out to Sam and
Andy. Yeah.
Sam and Andy
and Brian in Palo Alto legitimizing the discussion, weighing in on BPM, not BPA, but or RPM, real plus minus, 317th in our league, Goo. That's not very good.
Okay, Dibs.
Spadone, he had the quintessential, after the last stat on Draymond Green.
It was
just everything you could ask for from Brian.
Yeah, Brian in Palo Alto replay at 1:45. But first, Goo, I mean, it's tough when he rattled off all those categories. And I know it's more than just numbers with Draymond, but that hit me hard.
Like Friday night, Steiny, because I got to be honest, Draymond had a look before Steph couldn't get his, and had he shot and missed that, then what would we be saying? Because he had just
I know what we'd be saying. How can you not get the ball to Steph Curry, even if he's got to take a terrible
shot? What happened there? But anyway,
All right. Well, listen, we see y'all on hold. We want to talk more about this also. The Warriors, they need a win tomorrow in New York. Let's face it, just one game over 500. By the way, it's getting late, so it's time to secure a BMW from BMW of San Francisco. Here's how you do it. You go to scoreabmw.com right now and register for your chance to win a brand new car. That's it. That's all you have to do. Registration ends Wednesday at 10 a.m., and it takes 3 minutes. That's all to register. Go to scoreabmw.com right now. Then on Wednesday, we're picking one person at random who'll win an authentic Warriors jersey and also get the chance to guess the final score of the Golden State LA game on Sunday, February 28th. You guess the score correctly, you win a 2020 BMW. Register now at scoreabmw.com, presented by BMW of San Francisco, the ultimate BMW center in the ultimate city, Howard and South Van Ness, and BMW SF.
Now for the Exergen temperature check, because accuracy matters. It's 68 degrees and sunny in Cotati.
Okay, Dibs.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Guys, I'm real quick. Sent you a quick G-chat. There you go. Matt Steinmetz wasn't quite ready for the comeback, but welcome. We've been talking about Draymond Green all day. And why not? There's a lot to talk about. Catching you up. You got two technicals on Saturday. Cost the Warriors the game, essentially. Steve Kerr was fuming after the game, you could tell. By the way, Guru was right. He was on the verge of setting the indoor field goal record with a basketball. And just at the last minute, a sidekick like you would to Wondolowski.
He's got a long way to go before he matches my punt inside the San Rafael High School locker room. I coached a team, Guru, of JV girls at San Rafael High. They were 0-9. Their coach flat quit. And so the varsity coach, Mark Carlson, a.k.a. Clutch, came to me and said, I need you to do me a solid. I need you to take on this team. We proceeded to lose the last 17 games. We were 0-26 on the year. And we lost by 40 and 50 every game. We would lose 58-7. We lost a game 65-6. Our goal every game was to get to double digits. But occasionally, the temper would boil over, and I famously, inside the locker room, Steiny, punted the basketball, and it went ceiling, floor, ceiling, floor, ceiling. I punted it so hard.
Wow.
Somebody could have gotten hurt.
Yeah, if I wasn't alone in the locker room, perhaps.
Oh, you were alone. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm never in front of the young ladies would I allow such frustration.
Steiny, what's worse? Real quick, you know my locker room story. James Logan Colts playing on the road at Akalani's. We lose on an opening kickoff. My boy Frank J, RIP, and Dwayne Palmer are dancing in the shower to Houdini, and they had the boombox after the loss, 7-0. And I'm sitting there, like, taking my pants off, and Neil Fromson, the head coach, comes in amongst, you know, steam and smoke and breaks the boombox. He would be fired today, right? You couldn't do that.
Come
today.
Out at night, came to a screeching halt.
I will never forget it, Stoney. 7-0. I hear a roof, roof, and then just broke it. Like, ooh, that wouldn't happen today. He'd be in some hot water.
Let's see if we can get that sound, Spadoni, from Frumgren in the locker room after that Union City game.
Neil Fromson, yeah.
Oh, Neil Fromson.
Coach Fromson.
I would like to hear the song that actually he provoked him. Look for Houdini.
Yeah, the Freaks Come Out at Night was their big hit, but that was a little bit earlier than the Freaks Come Out. That was, you know, Guru was in high school, late 80s. That song was probably a little old. Maybe it was one of his subsequent projects. I don't know. It's a great story, though.
888-957-9570. Talking about the Warriors and Draymond Green. And one question I have is, you know, can this affect the team? We're going to get into that, too, in a second. Let's go to T. T's in Oakland. What's going on, T? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Can you hear me this time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, cool. I don't know what happened last time. I was talking to you guys. But I wanted to say that I feel like this whole Draymond situation is a real problem. It's been a problem for a while. But because we were winning, it kind of got, you know, swept under the rug. But like you guys mentioned before, you take it back to 2016, their ejection in the finals, like the whole thing with KD, him coming at Kurt. We seen Kurt on the sideline talking about he's tired of Draymond and his stuff. And you think about when David West was there, he mentioned about the locker room issues before. But because we had so much talent, we were able to overcome it all, but we don't have that level of talent no more to where we can kind of overcome certain issues like that. So,
you all right?
I think something.
Yo, you lifting weights, T?
Huh?
Are you lifting weights?
I'm getting out my car. I was talking with my mask and stuff on. I'm actually leaving my job right now.
All right. Well, hey, listen, good stuff. Appreciate the call. And thanks for hanging on hold, too. Appreciate it, man. It's amazing. Draymond really seems to split people into two camps. One is Draymond's a problem. This is a problem. And they got to do something about it. And the other is like, well, what do you do? This is Draymond. We know it's Draymond. We're going to ride with Draymond. And this is just what you gotta deal with. It's gotta be a middle ground.
I don't want to see Goo, the organization, be so resigned to the "it is what it is" mentality. Because Steph got better at going to the hoop. Clay is rehabbing his various injuries. Marquise Chris is hoping his broken leg is healing. So why can't we expect Draymond Green's lack of self-control be something that we work on, like Steph Curry in the two-ball dribble, Goo?
Well, I'll say this. I thought 2016 and the teabag incident on the Draymond Richter scale was a 9.9. But obviously nothing happened since then, and we've heard it because the caller just mentioned it when Steve Kerr said he was getting on his nerves during a game. But I just wanted to say, do we agree that this is the most egregious one that he's had on his resume, Steiny? The fact that it specifically helped the other team tie the game and then they walked you off. No, it ain't bad. This is the most egregious. It happened on the, to me, it happened on the fly. You had a time to get ready and practice for the game in 2016 and even win game seven. This one was just, dude, we were about to be celebrating. What just happened?
Good question. It's a good question. And obviously the other one that comes to mind is the game four. That happened, and then he got suspended for game five. I will say this, though, and it's always, to me, worth it to make the distinction. He wasn't suspended for that incident. That was the incident that put him over the top. He had had four or five before that. So he knew he was on the edge that game. In other words, he knew time and score, just like he knew time and score on Saturday. So that's the part that I think Dibs and I, like, when you get that emotion in it, it's over.
Yeah. Well, and that's why this one is so much worse. And he said it in his comments. I'm sure we'll play him again. Yeah. And Jim Barnett, up in 5 minutes, will get his veteran perspective on everything that took place. But we forget he wrestled Michael Beasley to the ground and basically gave him a pile driver, flagrant one. Then, and this is something, by the way, that Draymond's been able to improve. Remember when he used to shoot the jumper and his leg would fly up and kick people in the nuts, the flail kick? He somehow has gotten that out of his repertoire, by the way, even though at the time that was described as a, quote, natural motion. He's been able to work through that. But that, I think he got a flagrant two for that one. And then the LeBron incident. So you're right, Stanny. It was accumulation.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. I think I liked what he said today. And in fact, if you're just joining us, we probably – let's play that again, Spadoni. Let's play his initial reaction and then that quick follow-up. Here's Draymond Green. This is from today, everybody, talking about Saturday's incident.
My perspective is it's changed over the past couple of days. I'd say immediately after that game, I was kind of pissed off, you know, just on my feelings of the whole situation. You know, how the first tech went down is, you know, more so than the second tech were my initial feelings and anger that came from the situation. As I sat and I thought about the situation and reassessed, you know, as I had time to let the whole thing marinate and digest, I was dead ass wrong. And not that I was wrong, like I said, for the first tech per se, but once whatever that situation is, once I had the first tech, I can't get the second tech. And so I was a bit disappointed. I'm still a bit disappointed in myself because, you know, I think that whole situation bothered me more than being suspended from game five of the NBA Finals in 2016.
All right, that's how we started. Let's listen to the other one, put it all together real quick.
And the reason it bothered me more than that is because, you know, you can have your thoughts on the game five situation. I for sure have my thoughts on the situation. But this situation in particular, I had complete control over. You know, I let that control get away from me, and in turn, I let the game get away from myself and my teammates. And I think the reason it bothered me more was because, you know, this young team, winning an NBA game is not easy. And, you know, this young team has not had, the guys on this team has not had much experience with winning. And so to take the game away from my teammates, in which, you know, they worked so hard for, was a bit frustrating for me because I let them down.
All right. I mean, I got to tell you, that to me sounded very, very sincere. And I do believe that he's been feeling miserable the last day or two. So I am, you know, I mean, really, is it time to just move on, Dibs, and just hope it doesn't happen again?
No. I mean, that's where, you know, hope is a four-letter word. How about you do another four-letter word, and it's work, and you work on it? And that's the piece that I'm still waiting to hear. And he doesn't owe us, the fans, anything, an apology or nothing, but he owes it to his employer to be the best employee he can be. So the piece I'm waiting for, Goo, is him saying, I'm going to work on anger management. I'm going to develop strategies so that when I'm in that situation again, when I'm confronted with what I think is an egregious wrong, wow, I will react better. And you even heard him say, oh, I wasn't mad at the first tech. It's the second tech I got to avoid. Now, you got to avoid both techs. You got to develop a strategy to where, in that moment when the call goes against you, you do something else.
Let's do lunch. And I know you're asking, where will we do lunch at? That same meeting you and I will be at, the one where I'm hoping Wiggins does more and the one that you think Green will go to.
Right.
Anger management. It's not happening. He's closer to the end, to the beginning, and he is who he is. And before Draymond spoke, when we heard Coach Kerr talk, this is par. I'll go golf. This is par for the course, and hopefully – you know, he's not put in that situation. But, Dibs, this, not to undersimplify it, he ain't searching. He just feels like he got caught up in the moment. The team does. They've been there, done that, Steiny. I don't think nothing's going to change. Hope is he's not put in that situation again.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. And this